नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं
चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं चाचार्यमधीरयेत्। We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. We're reading today verses 19 to 29. Actually, your paper said 28, but we're going to 29. So I'll read the verse. Panchadasham vamanakam kitvagarataram bale paratrayam yachmana patyatistustipistapam. In the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf brahmana, Vamana, and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Mahārāja Bali. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems, he simply asked for a donation of 3 steps of land. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langhete girim yatkipam tamam bande shi gurum tenatavanam om agyana tivnandasya gananja shalakaya chakshya minitam yena tasmai shi guruve nama. So we heard the list of incarnations from Kumaras to Lord Nrisimhadev. You can see here we finished the first section. We're going to finish this section on the incarnations today, all the rest of the incarnations, and especially Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we'll also hear what is the result, what is the phala shruti, what is the result from chanting this chapter on incarnations. It is said in the Vedas somewhere that a materialistic person says one thing, but he's thinking another thing, and he does still yet another thing. But a sadhu says what he thinks and does what he says. So Vamanadev was not acting like a sadhu. He was saying one thing, but in his heart, in his mind, he was thinking another. He is saying, just give me 3 steps of land. But actually, he wanted the whole universe. So he was cheating. He was actually cheating Bali Maharaj. Bali was being very honest. He said, I promised. I must give. Even though his guru said, no. This Vamana, he's going to take everything from you that you worked so hard to get. You got it from Indra. Now he's going to take it away, and he's going to give it back to Indra. Bali Maharaj was very honest. He upheld his vow and he said, no, I promised, I must give this land to Vamanadev. But actually, Vamanadev knew that Bali Maharaj was a devotee at heart. Even though he was playing the part of a demon, Vamanadev knew that actually, you know, this is a circumstance, he's a devotee at heart. And this opulence was getting in the way of his devotional service. So therefore he came and he cheated him out of his opulence. But actually, it was for the better, because when Bali Maharaj surrendered his life to the lotus feet of Vamanadev, Vamanadev gave himself to Bali Maharaj. So he was not the loser. So yesterday, as we were saying, we are reading this Narayana Kavacha Stotra, as it explains how the incarnations are relevant for our lives. So in the case of Vamanadev, Narayana Kavacha says, this is 6th canto, chapter 8, for those of you who weren't here yesterday. Narayana Kavacha says, by expanding his illusory energy, the Lord assumed the form of the dwarf Vamana. May Vamana protect me on the land. So here we're covered on the land, in the sky, and in the water. We have Matsya protecting us in the water. In the sky we have the universal form. So we're getting protection in every way from these incarnations. Parashuram is in verse 20. Avatare shorishame pasham ramajuho nipan jisaptakita kupito nikshatram akaramahim. In the 16th incarnation of the Godhead, the Lord, as Bhrigupati, annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriyas, 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmanas, the intelligent class. Lord Parashuram appears in 9th canto, where there is a description of the dynasty of the moon god. Srila Prabhupada, whenever he would talk about Parashuram, he would say one thing, and that is that when Parashuram killed the Kshatriyas 21 times, then many of them fled to Europe. So he said, now, you European, American, you are descendants from these Kshatriyas that fled away from Bhardvarsh. He said, so now you have become different, but now the Vedic culture is coming to you, so you should again take advantage of it and remember your ancient heritage, which was the Kshatriyas who ran away from Parashuram. And so often Prabhupada would say this again and again. Narayana Kavacha says, may Parashuram protect me on the tops of mountains. So if you're ever going to Rishikesh or Gangotri and these places, you can pray to Parashuram. Vyasadeva, the 21st verse. Tatta saptarshe jata sativatyam parasharat chakre vedataro shakka dishtapung sapamedasa. Thereafter, in the 17th incarnation of Godhead, Sri Vyasadeva appeared in the womb of Satyavati through Parashar Muni, and he divided the one Veda into several branches and sub-branches, seeing the people in general were less intelligent. So Vyasadeva appears in the first canto in connection with the history of Srimad Bhagavatam. And as we said before, that many sages or astrologers, they can see the future, but they cannot change the future. So Vyasadeva, he foresaw the problems of Kali Yuga, and he did something to change the future. And what he did was write Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the fallen people of this age. Narayana Kavacha says, may the personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadeva protect us from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. So verse 22. Naradevatvamapanna surkarya chikishaya samudranikaha dine chakkevyanyata parang. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared to King Ram. In order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods, he exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist King Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea. So Prabhupada often points out the example of Ravana. He wanted to deport, he wanted to send people to the heavenly planets without qualification. Just like trying to go to America without a visa. So you have to have some qualification to go to the heavenly planets. So Ravana wanted to build a staircase. He said, why you should do all these austerities and penances? Oh, just build a staircase and you can walk, you can climb your way up to the heavenly planets. So that was Ravana's plan. Srila Prabhupada said that the modern scientists also want to go to the moon and other planets. And he said, this is also Ravana's plan. It's the same as Ravana. They want to challenge the established order of the Lord. And this is still going on. I have here in our recent BTG, there is one article by the editor of the BTG. He is saying, former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno was traveling through Florida last week campaigning for the governorship of the state. The local radio news ran an excerpt of her speech. She declared, with typical campaigner's canned enthusiasm, that if we can send people to the moon, then by golly, we should be able to give all kids in Florida a good education. So there was a lot of criticism of spending so much money going to the moon and you're neglecting the social problems in America. So now they're linking them together. If we send people to the moon, then we can solve all our problems. But this is not the fact. You can spend all the money, misuse the money. So still they're challenging the authority of Krishna. But no one can challenge his power. We see here in the purport that only the Lord himself can actually transcend the laws of nature. And what is the example? Well, how did Lord Ram counteract Madan Gopal Prabhu? Yes, he built a bridge to Lanka with mountain peaks, huge stones that floated on the water. What scientist can do that? And so no one, he can do it. Ram can counteract. If he wants, the planets are weightless, so he can make the stones also weightless. He can make them float. in the water. And so this is the real God, not the scientists. Narayana Kavacha says, "May the elder brother of Bharat, Lord Ramchandra, along with his brother Lakshman, protect me in foreign countries." So those of us who are foreigners can pray to Lord Ram protection. And finally, Krishna and Balaram. Ekona vingshe vingshatime vishisupapya janmani Ramakrishna viti bhuvo bhagavana haratparam. In the 19th and 20th incarnations, the Lord advented himself as Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna in the family of Vrishni, the Aru dynasty. By so doing, he removed the burden of the world. Significant point in this verse is the word Bhagavan. As Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport, the word Bhagavan is used. Lord Krishna will appear in the first canto, where he shows his love for his devotees by protecting them from all dangers, by saving Bhishma, appearing before Bhishma at the time of death. So Krishna and Balaram, of course, will display their full pastimes in the 10th canto. In the 11th canto, Krishna instructs Uddhava, Uddhava Gita. So there is no prayer for Lord Krishna in the Narayana Kavacha Stotra. So I have used a prayer here from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patityamam vishame bhavam buddha kupaya davaparapankaja stita tuli sarisham vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of the material world. Kindly pick me up and place me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Narayana Kavacha actually does pray to Lord Balaram. May Lord Balaram as Shesha protect me from envious serpents. So the next verse is written actually before the incarnation actually appeared, and this is referring to Lord Buddha. Tattakalau sampravite samohaya suradisham bhutonam nanjana sutta kikkateshu bhavishti. Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist. So Buddha deluded the atheist because he said to them, don't follow God. Reject God. Reject the Vedas. Forget all these things. You just follow me. But he's God. So therefore, he made them faithful to God. They didn't know he was God, but he said, okay, you just follow me. And then he preached ahimsa, sub-religious principles. So in this way, he was cheating them, and he made the faithless faithful to him. So what Srila Prabhupada wrote here in the purport, that Buddha made the faithless faithful to him. Now what Srila Prabhupada wrote about Buddha is also true about Srila Prabhupada himself, that he made the faithless faithful to him. So this is very, very similar. And of course, in Kali Yuga, everyone is faithless. The most now people are teaching, you have faith in yourself. You have the power to change everything. So this is where faith is to be applied in Kali Yuga. So therefore, Prabhupada came and said, no, you must have faith in Krishna. And because we saw his wonderful example of renunciation, dedication and love for Krishna, we followed. We became faithful to him. He followed Srila Prabhupada. So another point Prabhupada makes in the purport is that Srimad Bhagavatam was written just prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared much later than that. And so therefore, this is one of the predictions. This verse is a prediction. Bhavishyati, he will appear. This is a prediction in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayana Kavacha says, may Lord Buddhadev protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. So he will protect us from madness and laziness. Lord Buddha. Somebody else is protecting us from madness. I think that was Narayana Rishi. Falling down. So many of these incarnations are protecting us from falling down from our devotional service. So Lord Buddha is also one of them. that we don't become lazy or mad and reject our Vedas, our Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So verse 25, another prediction, which has not yet been fulfilled. Ata sa yuga sandhyayam dasya prayashi rajasu janita vishayashasa nam nakakir jagatpati. Thereafter, at the conjunction of two yugas, the Lord of the creation will take his birth as the Kalki incarnation and become the son of Vishnu Yasha. At this time, the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. So it's best we don't wait until Kalki comes. We don't want to see this incarnation, because at that time it's described that the devotees, if there are devotees, they will be hunted by the other people. So it will not be a very good time for devotees to live. Lord Kalki appears in the 12th canto riding on his horse, killing all the atheists. That time he will not preach. His mercy will be to kill everyone, because they cannot hear. There will be at the level of animals. Animals cannot hear the Vedas or Vedic instruction. Narayana Kavacha says, "May Kalki Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali." So he will help us in this age of Kali Yuga. Verse 26. Avatara yasankeya hare satanite tija yata vidasina kulya sarasasya sahasasha. O Brahmanas, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. Srila Prabhupada lists some of the many, many incarnations of the Lord. You can also read on your charts and see how many unlimited incarnations. In each day of Brahma, there's the 14 Manus, there's the Yuga avatars, 1,000 Yugas. So that means 4,000 Yuga avatars in a day of Brahma. There's 1,000 Yugas in a day of Brahma. There's so many incarnations. And it's simply because of Krishna's concern for us, that we are suffering. So therefore he's coming again, again, again to remind us, this is not your place. You please come. Come back to Godhead. Now, there are many incarnations, lila incarnations, which have been mentioned in this list in Bhagavatam. What are some incarnations that have not been listed in this list, Madhavendra Puri? What's that? Amsa. Who's Amsa? Amsa. Oh, Hamsa. Sorry, I couldn't get your accent. Hamsa, right, Hamsa. Swan incarnation, lila Madhuri. What? Who? Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is actually in the purport, Prahlad Maharaj mentions this. Prabhupada quotes Prahlad Maharaj. Darshan? Hayagriva. Mm-hmm. He's not in our list. Most importantly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is quoted by Prahlad Maharaj. He is the incarnation for Kali Yuga. And also, he is there in Bhagavatam. He's in 12th, 11th cantos. Prediction is there also about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Verse 27. Vishayo manavo deva manaputra mahajasa kala sarva hare deva sapaja pataya smita. All the rishis, manus, demigods, and descendants of Manu, who are especially powerful, are plenary portions of the Lord. This also includes the Prajapatis. So here it says the Manus. Srila Prabhupada, in lecturing on this verse, said that the word man comes from Manu, that we are all descendants of Manu. We are men, we are human beings, mankind. This is coming from Manu. There are two dynasties, the Surya dynasty and the Soma dynasty. And all the Manus are coming from this, all the human beings are coming from this dynasties. So this will be described in cantos 3 through 9. And then we go to verse 28. This is the emperor verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very important verse. And we will discuss it more thoroughly. Ete jang shakala punsa krishnastu bhagavan sayam indaivyakalam lokam idayanti yuge yuge. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Shri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists. So according to Bhurijan Prabhu, this verse is the Mahavakya, the most conclusive statement of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, the emperor verse. This rules all kings, it rules all the verses, because Krishna is distinguished as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj analyzes the Sanskrit of this verse, and he proves that it would be fallacious to assume that somebody else is the Supreme Person, only Krishna. And you should not also assume that Krishna is one of the incarnations. As he's in the list, you may say, well, he's one of the incarnations. No. According to this verse, this disproves that theory. So he takes the first word, ete, all these, and then he says, angsa kala punsa. These parts and plenary parts are coming from the Supreme Person. Then the word, you get Krishna's two, the word two, but. This indicates a change of subject. Two, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is two, Bhagavan Swayam. He is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna is in a different category. That's what this two means. He's not the same as the Angsha and the Kala. He's in a different category. He is Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Rupa. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how all the incarnations simply manifest limited powers of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a light bulb. If you have a light bulb in a room, that does not mean that the powerhouse can only supply that much power. If you go to the source of a light bulb, you go to the powerhouse, you can see powerhouse can supply huge factories with hundreds of lights. So in the same way, we see these incarnations, we should not think that Krishna is limited by this amount of power. These incarnations come at certain times and certain places just to show enough power that is needed for that time. The example is Lord Ram. Lord Ram married only one wife. And when he was present, the sages of Dandakaranya desired to have Lord Ram in a future birth as their husband. So Lord Ram, he was very faithful. He had only wife Sita, only his one wife. So they had to take birth as gopis in Vrindavan to enjoy with Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Krishna, when he came, he manifested the full powers of God. Whatever potency, whatever opulence that we see in the other incarnations is manifested fully in Lord Krishna. So this verse is the Paribhasa Sutra, again according to Srila Jiva Goswami. This gives the essence or the key of the entire shastras in a condensed form. So a sutra must be concise, it must be in the beginning of the book. So therefore, this is the Paribhasa Sutra. Again, we did mention that verse 11, which describes the absolute truth, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, this is also Paribhasa Sutra. So according to Bhurijan Prabhu, this is a Paribhasa Sutra of the absolute truth, this verse 11. And verse 38 here is a Paribhasa Sutra for all the verses. It's very specific because the other one did not mention Krishna. But this one mentions who is that absolute truth. It's Krishna. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. So Jiva Goswami, he comments on Srimad Bhagavatam in his Satsandarbhas. In his Satsandarbhas, he defeats all arguments that are against the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He establishes that everything points to Krishna as the absolute truth. And after defeating all arguments from other philosophies, he takes the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam which other people misuse. Like the impersonalists sometimes will take verses of Srimad Bhagavatam and misuse them to say that Brahman is supreme and not Krishna. So then Jiva Goswami, he takes these verses and he shows how actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are also many other proofs. There is a story in the 10th canto that proves that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even greater than Vishnu. Because in India, many people say, no, Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu. Does anyone know which story that is in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? It proves, yes, Amalagora. Yes. Mahavishnu stole the sons of a Brahmana. I mean, he never disregards the Brahmins, but in this case, he was so eager to see Krishna and Arjuna that he stole the sons of a Brahmin. So Krishna and Arjuna came to give darshan to Mahavishnu. Now, in the purport to this verse, huge purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how Krishna is the original form, and when he manifests his other incarnations, he displays part of his opulence. Now I'm going to have a little test here to see who read the purport. I'm going to give you some names of groups of incarnations, and I want you to tell me which opulence of Krishna they represent. Srila Prabhupada groups certain incarnations together. And these opulences will go beyond the six opulences of Bhagavan. It will go beyond this. So first of all, we have Lord Parashuram and Lord Nrisimha. What opulence of Krishna did they manifest? Nrisimhananda. Killing the disobedient, yes. Again, because your name is Nrisimhananda, you know about Lord Nrisimhadev. Whenever we have about Nrisimhadev, I'll ask you. Power, yes, power. Prabhupada says killing the demons. We could put Kalki in that category also. Okay, so now we have a very interesting combination here. Narada Muni, Varaha, and Buddha. Yes, Adipurusha. Instilling faith in the faithless. So Narada Muni, Varaha, and Lord Buddha put together in one category. Then we have Ram and Dhanvantari together. Ram, Lord Ram of Shivandavan. Fame. Ram is so famous all over India. Everyone's heard of Ram. Ram is very famous. Okay. Then we have Balaram, Mohini, and Vamana. Yes. Beauty. Okay. Then we have Dattatreya, Matsya, Kumara, and Kapila. Prashanta. Knowledge. Right. Naranarayana Rishis. Yes. Yes. Austerity. Renunciation. Who is in the knowledge? Dattatreya, Matsya, Kumara, and Kapila. Yeah, Kumaras. Four Kumaras. Matsya, Navatar, he gave knowledge to Satyavrata. Dattatreya and Kapila. Knowledge. So in this way, we can understand how the incarnations show some of Krishna's opulence. But Krishna has all of them. Knowledge, fame, beauty, renunciation. All of them are there in Lord Krishna. So that's why he is called Swayam. He is the original. He is the origin of all the powers, all the opulences of all the other incarnations also. Indrai Vyakyalam Lokam Radianti Yuge Yuge. He comes whenever Indra is in trouble with the management, he comes. Because Indra has to manage the universe. And when he was in trouble, Lord Brahma, they all went to Lord Brahma at the beginning of Kali Yuga. All the demigods went because the earth was in trouble. The earth was crying. And so then they went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma meditated on Vishnu. And Vishnu said, "Don't worry, I'm coming. I'll come and help you in your management." Just like Prabhupada had to help us in India in our management. So Krishna came and he helped. So therefore we worship Krishna. He's the supreme of all incarnations. For his beauty, his knowledge, his renunciation, his 64 qualities. Verse 29. Janmaguyam bhagavato yaitapayato nara sayam patagiram bhaktya dukkagramad vimochite. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. So this is the Phalashruti, the result of chanting this chapter on incarnations. You get relief of all miseries. So there is a mystery here. Janma Guyam Bhagavato. What is the mystery? although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's the source of everything, yet he takes his birth. He has janma. So this is very mysterious. How could someone who is birthless, eternal, the source of everything, take birth? This is very mysterious. Therefore, it is called guyam, mysterious. Just like Kunti Devi, she said, antar bahir avastitam, that Krishna, you are outside, you are inside. And even though you are everywhere, nobody can see you. Foolish people cannot see. This is the mystery. Prabhupada said that just like an actor is disguised on the drama, so Krishna is disguised. We cannot recognize him. In the purport, Prabhupada tells us how to discover the mystery, five lines down. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord, as manifested by him for the welfare of the people in general, are not ordinary. They are mysterious. And only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Spiritual devotion. Yes. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chamedivyam Evam Yoveti Tatvataha. So Tatvataha means it's not a superficial thing. We have to go very deep into the tattva. Then we can understand the birth and activities of Krishna. Now, Srila Prabhupada in the purport gives us another result from chanting this chapter. Thus one gets liberation from material bondage. It is advised, therefore, one who simply recites this chapter of Bhagavatam, describing the appearance of the Lord in different incarnations in sincerity and devotion, can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. So here's another Phalashruti given by Srila Prabhupada, that if you recite carefully this chapter of Bhagavatam, you can get insight, you can understand the birth and activities of the Lord. So whenever you have trouble understanding this mystery, chant this chapter and see if you get some understanding. This is Prabhupada's Phalashruti, Prabhupada's benediction here. The very word vimukti, or liberation, indicates the Lord's birth and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one cannot attain liberation. They are therefore mysterious. And those who do not follow prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of his birth and activities. The Lord recited the Chatushloki verses of Bhagavatam, he said, sa rahasyam, that this is very, very mysterious, very confidential knowledge. There is a mystery. So the Lord's activities are mysterious because they're transcendental. They're beyond our understanding. They're in another dimension we cannot understand. Janmaguyam Bhagavato. Prabhupada gives us a little bit, he reveals actually what is this mystery in his lecture on this verse. That actually, janma means God's appearance. Prabhupada said, God is appearing every moment, everywhere. How is that possible? We understand Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. How can he be appearing at every moment, everywhere? What does this mean? Anybody? Yes. Yes. Okay. That's one understanding, that he's appearing in another universe always. Okay. Oh, that's not what you meant. Okay. He's in the devotee's heart. Yeah. Oh, Uppercut Leela is in the devotee's heart, not only in the other universe. Yes. You have gone to the essence of the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Yes. Yes. Anything else? Premaniti. He's always with the devotees. Good. He's here, right now. Because we are chanting his glories, Krishna is here. Very good. That's another understanding. The Shingananda. Yes? Okay. Okay. So Krishna's pastimes are going on right now in some universe. And we may go there after this life. Madhavendapuri. It's 10:18 now.
Sorry, 12:18.
12:18.
So
12:19. Right. Okay, so that is explaining what Nishingananda Prabhu said, that how he's every moment everywhere. So Prabhupada says, Prabhupada referred to the deity because he was giving the class in front of Radha Krishna. He said, Radha and Krishna are here, right in front of us. Here's my Lord, he's come to give mercy. But others, they will come, they will say, oh, this is a stone. Krishna's appearing in the temple at every moment. Yes, Premaniti. It is a media to see God. Media. And some people say, it is Krishna. Yeah, anyway you look at it, it's the same, because it's the analogy is given of the post box. So in that sense, it is a media. It is a media to reach. But some devotees, they see, it's Krishna, he's smiling, he's very beautifully dressed. They don't even see it's a media. Simple people, they see that way, very simple. So Prabhupada says, actually, he is here, we can see him, but we have to become purified. So people ask, can you show me God? But Prabhupada says, even if we show them, here's Krishna, they won't accept, because they don't want to see Krishna. They ask, can you show me God? But actually the fact is they don't want to see. If you show them, they say, no, why this? Well, this is not. And so you have to be purified. So here it says, etat prayato nara. We are endeavoring. We are endeavoring in our Krishna consciousness. Prayato, Prabhupada says, means endeavoring. We're not yet perfect. So then Prabhupada interprets this to mean that any person endeavoring for understanding Krishna through the shastra and devotional service, he will get this result. He'll get free from miseries. He'll get insight. Just if you endeavor. There is one lecture on the verse Janma Karma Chamedivyam, that if you simply understand Krishna's pastimes, birth and activities, you will, upon leaving this body, you will not take birth again. So Srila Prabhupada said, if you just try to understand then Krishna's birth and activities, you will become liberated. And if you understand, you're already liberated. And so if you just try to understand, that's all that's required. We just have to endeavor. And that's why the word prayato is used here. Prayato, endeavoring. And when do we chant? Sayam Pratar. Morning and evening, we chant. We should chant this chapter. But then again, Prabhupada says, with sincerity and devotion, then you will get the result. Bhakti, bhaktya. Here it says, does it say there? Yes, bhaktya. Sayam Pratar Ganan Bhaktya. With devotion. There's always a catch. You have to have devotion, sincerity and devotion, and then you can get the result. So we have finished the list of incarnations, and tomorrow we will talk about some incarnations which are not on this list. Are there any questions or comments on today's class? Darshan Prabhu. Yes. Yeah, it refers to all of those. Yeah. Altogether, yeah. It can be Avesh, it can be Vibhuti, it can be any of those. Because we just read here in verse 27 that anyone who is especially powerful among the men, the demigods, he is a part, plenary portion of Krishna. He's a part of Krishna. So that's verse 27. We should explain that question. Yes, you had a question, Amala Gora? Comment also and question. Comment on Buddha. Yes, yes. Yeah, he calls him atheist. Yes, even this is this very interesting comment, that although they were saying they were following the Vedas, Prabhupada calls them atheists. Because actually, what they weren't following the Vedas. They were taking, in the name of the Vedas, they were doing what they wanted, killing animals. What's that? Like Krishna, like everyone nowadays. Even Buddhists nowadays, yes, yes. In the name of Buddhism, we are doing this. In the name of Christianity, in the name of Hinduism, in the name of Muslim, we are doing this. And therefore, what is real religion? This is the question. Where has religion gone in this age? Where can we find dharma? What is real dharma? Amalaba, yes. Another question. Okay. Indirectly powered and directly empowered. Yeah, it would seem so. Avesha and Vibhuti, yes. That would be a good... conjecture, though I cannot, actually that's a conjecture. Avesha and Vibhuti. Well, actually, I think we should look at our chart also to answer that question, because it may explain here on this chart, which was done. Madan Gopal Prabhu. Yes. Okay, he was preaching against the Vedic principles. Yeah. Okay, I don't think it's here on your chart, but I remember it must be in a purport that Prabhupada says that. Buddha is indirectly. It is in one of the purports in this chapter. The Prabhupada explains that. Yes, you got it? Indirectly empowered. Yeah, that I don't know the answer to that question. Okay, he's indirectly empowered, you're saying, because he is not preaching theism. Adi Purushipu. TLC. Okay. Sheshanagas directly. Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Prashanta has found something here. Verse 5. Okay. Verse 5, last paragraph in the purport. Let us look. Yeah, that's, yeah, I remember that, what Adi Purusha says also. Adi Purusha is correct there. Indirectly means jiva, and directly means plenary portion. Apart from the direct incarnations, this is the last paragraph, there are innumerable empowered incarnations. Such incarnations are directly as well as indirectly empowered. When they are directly empowered, they are called incarnations. When they are indirectly empowered, they are called vibhutis. Directly empowered incarnations are the Kumaras, Narada, Prithu, Shesh, Ananta. As far as vibhutis are concerned, they are very explicitly described in Bhagavad Gita and Vibhuti Yoga chapter. So there's the answer to your question, I believe. Half of the answer. Okay, and what's the other? So indirectly empowered are called vibhutis. Indirectly means vibhutis. Now, directly empowered, they can be avesha, because here are the Kumaras, Narada, they are avesh incarnations. They're also lila incarnations. Yes. Jivatattva, Narada Muni. Narada Muni is avesha here. In our chart here, Narada Muni is avesha. Yes, so jiva can be directly empowered. He has the power of Krishna to preach devotional service. You have a comment, Brihad? Ooh. No, but you're enjoying, okay. Yes, Alila Madhuri. You're writing down all the vibhutis, 82 of them. One of them is Ananta. Right, directly empowered. He's also a vibhuti, Narada is also a vibhuti. Actually, some of these are listed as vibhutis in Bhagavad Gita. And so, just to confuse everyone. Yes. Brihad Madanga Prabhu. Yes, some incarnations are both. Very good. Yes, Ananta, Shesha's servant, as well as? Yes. The bed. Okay. He could be both. So you can't, it's not black and white. You can't make it black and white, that this is vibhuti, this is avesh. Sometimes you can, and sometimes they're both the same. Sometimes they're indirect, sometimes they're direct. So it's very difficult to make a very black and white statement that it's like this every time. Adi Purusha. Lord Buddha. Uh-huh. Okay. And in that book, it quotes, there are many different Buddhas.
And the description here does not fully.
Shiva and Davin Prabhu. Right, the mission is the same. To cheat the atheists. To bring the atheists, make the atheists devotees. Cheat them into becoming devotees. Atheistic people, yes. Yes. Yes, he rejected the Vedas. He rejected, yeah. But actually he had, in order to reject the not following, he had to reject the Vedas also. Right. But he did say, don't follow the Vedas. He said, follow me. He had to do that. We had Buddha. Okay. Yes. Yes, they were misusing the Vedas. Yeah. Yes. Right. That's right. Nirvishesh. Yes. Nirvishesh. Yes, he brought plus one back to the Vedas. Yes. Oh, thank you for a very nice explanation there in terms of mathematics. We can understand how Buddha brought it back to zero, to Nirvishesha, and then Shankara brought it to plus one. We accept the Vedas, the Nirvishesha and the Vedas, and Lord Chaitanya plus Madhvacharya, two. And then Lord and Living Entity. And then Lord Chaitanya, everything. Servant of the servant. Plus three. Okay, Nishinanda Prabhu. Yes. Right. Yes, he cheated them. Yes. And we have these qualities of cheating. Prem Nidhi? Whose? Buddha's book. Thousands of Buddhas. Okay. Okay, Brihad Prabhu. Okay, we'll have to be quick because we're going to have a presentation. Do you need to start setting up? Okay, so it's all right. This is the last question for today. Text 28. Yes. Bhagavan, Pungsa and Bhagavan. Right. It appears that there are two lords. There were two. Right. Of the Supreme. Yes. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It's a different category. Krishna's two, Bhagavan's same. Right. Yeah, it does appear that way. Well, we have heard that all the incarnations come from the Purushas, and so it can also refer to the Purusha incarnations. But then, of course, ultimately everything comes from Krishna. Because we heard the Purushas, they come from Krishna. Of course, you have to go to Chaitanya Charitamrita and further books to get this higher understanding. Oh, but this verse actually says it all. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the origin, even of the Pungsa. He is the origin. So that the word Swayam means, but he is the origin even perhaps of the Kala, the Pungsa, the Angsha, the Kala, and even the Pungsa. Even if it is, if you take it as another one, then Krishna is the origin of that. Pungsa, yeah. Balaram and Krishna, oh yeah. That's a very good question. Yes, there is an exception. Yes. In the list. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. This is, now it's saying, but, you know, Krishna was in the list, but he's Swayam. At the same time he appears. Because incarnation means avatar, he descends. He's avatar. He comes, also another understanding is he's incarnation because he appears on schedule. You know, so many, many reasons. I've heard many explanations. I didn't want to bring it up because I thought it would take too much time, but since you brought it up, we'll take the time. That many answers are to that question. And one is that he's an incarnation because there is a distinction between a person at home and a person in his office. In that sense, he's also incarnation. So there's many, many ways you can understand this question. Satsu Maharaj says, because he appears on schedule. Okay, I can't ask any more questions. Okay. Oh, yes, yes. Okay, yeah, he changed Dwarapa and he reversed Dwarapa and Treta just to show he doesn't have to follow. Yeah, okay, so that's another good point. So I'd like to turn over the class to Divyambar and her group, and they will make a nice presentation. Just like yesterday, we had a wonderful presentation by Madhavendra Puri's group on the incarnations, so we could see right in front of our eyes the incarnations. Now we will have another presentation. I did remember about the rest of the incarnations that we didn't see yesterday. This is a handout with a small research we did about where the different incarnations appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. So yesterday we could see the incarnations, and today we will try to meditate and invoke the mercy of the incarnations, the rest of the incarnation, and also invoke the blessings in our hearts. So now we will try to take you on a journey through the Bhagavatam, and we will stop at different places where great devotees glorify the different incarnations, and we will join in their prayers on our way to particular incarnation. We will be also singing from the Dashavatara Stotra, and you're all welcome to please join us. And Bhantare Bhagavan Patrapatya Dhanvantare Bhagavan Patrapatya Kapata Yuvati Vesha Mohayam Yatsurarins Tamaham Upasritanam Kamapuram Natasme.
Assuming the form of a young woman and thus bewildering the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributed to his devotees, the demigods, the nectar produced from churning of the ocean of milk. Unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always fulfills the desires of his devotees, I offer my respectful obeisances.
Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tano Dingam Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jastejasu Aviravirbhava Vajranaka Vajradamshka Kamashayam Randaya Randaya Tumadrasa Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Vishtavankshya.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nisimgadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in a struggle for existence in this material world.
Chalayasi Vikramanee Dalina Bhutta Vanana Padanaka Nira Janita Janapavana Esha Vadrita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Yaste Vaya Bayakara Surudeva Kambo Svargaya Sadhana Sadhushikaleshvitaraya Duma Padakpunata Bhagavan Bhajatamadam.
O omnipotent Lord, in your incarnation as Trivikrama, you raised your leg like a flagpole to break the shell of the universe, allowing the holy Ganges to flow down like a banner of victory in three branches throughout the three planetary systems. By three mighty steps of your lotus feet, your Lordship captured Bali Maharaj along with his universal kingdom. Your lotus feet inspire fear in the demons by driving them down to hell, and fearlessness among your devotees by elevating them to the perfection of heavenly life. We are sincerely trying to worship you, our Lord. Therefore, may your lotus feet kindly free us from all our sinful reactions.
Kshatriya Rudira Maye Jagadapa Gatapahatam Snapayasi Palasi Shamita Bhavatapam Keshavadrita Rigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Nikshatriyam Makritagam Chatrisapta Kritva Ramastu Haivaya Kulapya Varjavarni
Lord Parashuram appeared in a family of Bhrigu as a fire that burned to ashes the dynasty of Haihaya. Thus Lord Parashuram rid the earth of all Kshatriyas 21 times.
Vaipayano Bhagavan Prabhu.
May the personality of Godhead and his incarnation as Vyasadev protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge.
Vitarasi Bhikshurane Vipati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mali Balim Ramaniyam Keshavadrita Rama Sharira Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Yatta Vishuddhanu Bhavamatramekam Svatejasa Vasta Gunaya Vastam Pratyak Prashantam Sudhyopalambanam
The Lord, whose pure form is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature, can be perceived by pure consciousness. In the Vedanta, he is described as being one without a second. Because of his spiritual potency, he is untouched by the contamination of the material nature. And because he is not subjected to material vision, he is known as transcendental. He has no material activities, nor has he a material form or name. Only in pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, can one perceive the transcendental form of the Lord. Let us be firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, and let us offer our respectful obeisances unto those transcendental lotus feet.
Ahasi vakushi ishadevasana jaladandam Halahati viti militayam nadam Keshavadita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Rama Rama Mahabhava Najami Tava Vikrama Yasyaikam shina vibrita jagati jagatapati Param bhavam bhagavato bhagavam mama janatim Muktam arpusi vishvatmam prapannam bhakta vatsala
Rama Rama, O mighty armed one, I know nothing of your prowess. With a single portion of yourself, you hold up the earth, O Lord of the universe. My Lord, please release me. O soul of the universe, I didn't understand your position as the Supreme Godhead, but now I have surrendered unto you, and you are always kind to your devotees. Janmagada, Kyabhara Parishat Svaibhar Virasam Dharmam Stilchara Vrijinagna Susmita Shri Mukena Rajapura Vanditanam Varnayam Kamadeva. Lord Shri Krishna is who is known as Jananivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. Krishna Vasudevaya Devaki Mandanasya Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Nindasi yagya videraha shruti jatam sadaya kridaya darshita pashuratam keshavadita buddha sharira jai jagadisha hare Buddhastupa Sangadana Pramada Buddhastupa Sangadana Pramada. May Lord Buddha Dev protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. Karavalam Dumake Tumi Vakimapi Karalam Keshavadrita Kalkisharira Jayagadisha Hare Jayagadisha Hare Kale Kalamala Pratapu Dharma Vunayor Kritavatara. May Kalkidev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. Ete Changshakala Pumsa Krishnasto Bhagavanskala Indrari Vyakulam Vokam Hridayanti Yudhayage. Of all the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Shri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheist. The Lord incarnates to protect the taste. Yasyam name pavanamanga karmas stityut bhava prana nirodhamasya lilavatarikshite janmavasya vandyam dirantam vibrahmaduram. My dear Uddhava, an intelligent person should never take to literatures that do not contain descriptions of my activities, which purify the whole universe. Indeed, I create, maintain, and annihilate the entire material manifestation. Among all my pastime incarnations, the most beloved are Krishna and Balaram. Any so-called knowledge that does not recognize these activities of mine is simply barren and is not acceptable to those who are actually intelligent.
Krishna Rama Mukunda Vamana Vasudeva Jagadguru Natsikacha Panarasim Panarakaragavapasana Deva Dhanava Naradadi Muninda Vandadayanudu Deva Kesa Pandeshina Tavapada Bhakti Machanchala.
O Krishna, O Balaram, O Mukunda, O Vamana, O Vasudev, O Master of the Universe, O Matsya, O Kurma, O Nishimha, O Varaha, O Ramachandra, please protect me. O Lord, worshipped by the demigods, demons, and great sages who have Narada as their leader, O Ocean of Mercy, O Son of Devaki, please grant me the unwavering devotion to your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.